time to time when I come before you and do the confession of sin, we use as our guide the fruit of the Spirit. Today, we're going to be looking at faithfulness. Faithfulness, of course, is the idea of fidelity or being one who is, being someone who is dependable. And as we go to our time of prayer today, I invite you to join with me as we confess our faithlessness. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, you're gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You have pledged never to leave us nor forsake us, and this you have indeed done. You have not left us. You have kept your promises to the uttermost. Not one word, we can confess, has fallen to the ground. But while you have shown yourself faithful, we have been faithless. We have not kept your commandments. We have woefully fallen short of our covenant obligations. We sin daily in thought, word, and deed, and we quickly turn aside to follow after idols and the corruptions of our hearts. Your word describes us well when it says a faithless man is as dependable as a broken tooth or an unsteady foot. And this is how we have been to you and even to those who are around us. And Lord, indeed, we failed you because we have failed in being faithful to one another. We've been faithless in our friendships, having pledged to pray for those who are hurting and yet never even giving it a thought. We've been faithless in our marriages with the lust of our eyes, the slowness of our hearts to fulfill the vows we've taken on our wedding day. We've been faithless in business contracts. We've been faithless in our pledges as parents, putting things off to another day while our children wait for our fulfillment. Our yes has not been yes, and our word has been as sand, because we've broken vows, reneged on promises, and spewed out lies in abundance. Father, we confess that we are nothing and we deserve nothing, and you would be right to damn us for all eternity. But we look to you because your compassions are great and your mercy never fails. Father, we confess that we depend solely on the veracity of your covenant love and the promises that were sealed to us in the blood of your dear Son. God, we pray that this blessed hope, we pray in this blessed hope, the blood of your Son, asking that you would pardon all our sin and renew us through the cleansing power of your Spirit. For this we pray in Jesus' strong name. Amen. In the words of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, the apostle says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil ones. And we have confidence in the Lord about you that you are doing and will do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness or faithfulness of Christ."